Then come back here. We have the maid's room.
Yes, if you like sneaking around and being spied on. Just let me go, Hatsumomo. I want to get home.
Please don't be angry with me, Kochi-san. I don't know why you get this way. Tell me you'll come back, even if it isn't tomorrow.
One day I won't come back, he said. I've told you that all along.
I heard the outside door roll open, and then it closed again. After a time, Hatsumomo came back into the front entrance hall and stood peering down the corridor at nothing. Finally, she turned to me and wiped the moisture from her eyes.
Well, little Chiyo, she said. You went to visit that ugly sister of yours, didn't you?
Please, Hatsumomo-san, I said.
And then you came back here to spy on me.
Hatsumomo said this so loudly, she woke one of the elderly maids, who propped herself on her elbow to look at us. Hatsumomo shouted at her,
Go back to sleep, you stupid old woman!
And the maid shook her head and lay back down again.
Hatsumomo-san, I'll do whatever you want me to do, I said. I don't want to get in trouble with Mother.
Of course you'll do whatever I want you to. That isn't even a subject for discussion, and you're already in trouble.
I had to go out to deliver your shamisen.
That was more than an hour ago. You went to find your sister, and you made plans to run away with her. Do you think I'm stupid? And then you came back here to spy on me.
Please forgive me, I said. I didn't know it was you there. I thought it was...
I wanted to tell her I'd thought I'd seen a rat, but I didn't think she'd take it kindly. She peered at me for a time and then went upstairs to her room. When she came back, she was holding something in her fist.
You want to run away with your sister, don't you? She said.
I think that's a fine idea.
The sooner you're out of the Okya, the better for me. Some people think I don't have a heart, but it isn't true. It's touching to imagine you and that fat cow going off to try to make a living someplace, all alone in the world. The sooner you're out of here, the better for me. Stand up.
I stood, though I was afraid of what she was going to do to me. Whatever she was holding in her fist, she wanted to tuck beneath the sash of my robe. But when she stepped toward me, I backed away.
Look, she said, and opened her hand.
She was holding a number of folded bills, more money than I'd ever seen, though I don't know how much.
I've brought this from my room for you. You don't need to thank me, just take it. You'll repay me by getting yourself out of Kyoto, so I'll never have to see you again.